Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust at AM 1400 FM 93.3. Our broadcast brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and powered by RVS Bank on the old Facebook Live. And today we have our representatives here from the Bartlesville Public Schools and also from the Foundation, Chuck McCauley. You've got a whole cast with you today.
I do. I appreciate that. Yeah, I have just a brief update, and then I have Marty Jones, our lead ag teacher. He's going to talk some with us about what's going on with ag, and which kind of relates to our upcoming bond issue. And then obviously Blair with our executive director of the foundation.
And she brought treats.
She did. So she's the winner, like always. Blair always wins. Yeah, so shall I just kick us off and get going?
Go ahead. Let's roll. So, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, so I wanted to speak to, first of all, related to the pandemic.
Yes.
We have to talk about the pandemic. So where we are with that currently, as you know, things are going very, very well. Currently in the district, we have zero cases that are in the district, period. We have a total of four people that are in isolation. Excuse me, in quarantine because they've been in close contact. None of them have been related to school, and they're spread out. So that's a wonderful thing. We have zero cases in the district, zero isolations, and four people in quarantine. Our city numbers are great. They're, as you know, Tom, and so we'll get an update from that later today in terms of what the city and the county cases are. So what we're talking about, what we've shared with others, is now that we are finally to this point, which is wonderful news about relaxing some protocols, and what we are talking about, what we recently surveyed was if we were in below orange level one, which we've been in that yellow now for I think two of the last 3 weeks, that we could make the face coverings would be optional for all students, all staff, on a week by week basis. And we took some time to get some feedback for that. We know it's a big change. And so we surveyed our staff. We sent a survey out Friday. We've had about 400. We reported this at the board meeting. We had about 400 staff members respond to that. We've had between 81 and 82% supporting that change, which is pretty overwhelming. We sent the same survey to our parents yesterday. I checked it this morning. We've had about over 2,800 responses, and it was about 78% supporting the change, so very similar numbers. I had a great visit with my student advisory council. I have four juniors and four seniors that I meet with. I visited with them yesterday just to talk to them about, to get some student input, and they all obviously agreed that with these changes, as long as the numbers continue, we need to continue to monitor things, that everyone's safe, that it just makes sense. So we'll see what our alert level comes out later today, and this would be effective next week. This will be on a week by week basis. Okay, so kind of the next step is to see what our alert levels are, and everything is trending the right direction here in Bartlesville, which is great. We have a pandemic response committee that meets. We've met every week since the week before spring break in 2020. And so we'll meet tomorrow to talk further about this and have an announcement probably later in the day on Thursday what will happen next week. So big takeaways on the pandemic. We are considering making some changes with our face coverings beginning next week based off of our alert levels and district cases. So this is wonderful news that we're able to talk about this, because it was just a few weeks ago. We're in a lot different situation.
Oh, boy, howdy, were we. Got prom coming up, don't we?
We do. I think another thing that we changed, this is the second week of it too. We made face coverings optional when people are outside.
Oh, yeah.
We also relaxed some protocols in terms of some activities. Mm-hmm. Our prom is on Saturday. We already have an outdoor graduation, so we think they're going to be pretty typical, which is great for our kids to have that wonderful experience. We're also allowing some of our parent volunteers. There's lots of end of the year activities. Our elementaries, typically that last week, they'll have a fun day, for lack of a better term, something similar at our middle schools, and we need help pulling those events off. So we're going to allow parents up to come help us. We're just going to ask them to stay outside for now, as that's the safest thing to do. So we're excited about having some normal activities. Everyone deserves this. We look forward. It's kind of have a fun way to have an end of the year. And we'll be sharing more in the future about what things are going to look like in the summer, next school year, as things continue to improve. But this is really the last major change that we're talking about for these last 4 weeks of making this relaxation in protocols based off of our alert levels to get us through these last few weeks.
Wonderful. Another big thing coming up, of course, we've got water bond issue.
We do.
I heard rumor we got.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for several months now, Tom, haven't we? Yes, we have too. And I'm gonna, and obviously the biggest part of that, one largest part of that bond issue is our an ag facility, which I'm going to let Marty talk about. And one last thing I wanted to mention too, we had our site principals, they visited with our board members. We had a couple special board meetings in the last month. And one thing I wanted to share with our community, I was really proud of, Bartlesville High School principal chancellor shared the ACT results from 2020. And the average ACT score of the class of 2020 was 22.8. So that's 22.8, which is 4 points above the state average. That's 2 points above the national average. That's a number that will be very competitive with any district in Oklahoma, regional, and at the national level. So be sure and share that before I turn it over to Marty.
Wow, that is incredible. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So, Marty, what you got going on there, man?
Well, we've got exciting times in the ag world. Of course, springtime is very busy for us in general. We're competing and traveling an awful lot. And as we get into this last month, kind of winding down a few things, we'll have our very first awards assembly for Bartlesville FFA. We've never had one of those, and so we're going to host one of those for the very first time on May 11th. And so exciting times. As we transition from one school year into the next, we get really excited about some potential for a bond issue coming up that really is directed a little bit towards the ag program and really talk about some of the growth that we've had. So over the past 2 years, we've grown from literally zero students to around 85 students in our program to date, which is just remarkable. We're looking at pre-enrollment numbers being up, and so we are very excited about some of the momentum that's headed towards our ag program. And so one of the needs that we started associating with our program is what facilities do we need to continue that growth? And so as we talk about the bond issue, one of those is the Bartlesville Ag Center. So part of our ag program, students all have a supervised agricultural experience, or an SAE. This is a student-led, student-run project that typically takes place outside of the school day, where students apply everything that they've learned in ag class into a project. Students choose what those projects are, but for most students, it's something related to livestock or animals, plants, maybe it's ag business oriented. And so to have a facility where students could come after school and be able to work with those projects is not just, is really just a true requirement really for any successful ag program to be able to have some facilities like that. With the new program, we haven't had one of those yet. And so we're excited as we enter into this next bond issue to be able to host some of those facilities and have some great opportunities for our students. We're excited because we really feel like it's a community center almost, and be able to bring in other students from other schools, be able to bring in community members, bring in the local experts in our community to interact with our students.
That is amazing. It truly is. One thing, recently I was at the Washington County Junior Livestock event. I actually saw Bartlesville on the back of the
sure
FFA
did.
Jacket, something I didn't see before. And I'm going, yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, Superintendent, this building is really going to be nice should this all take place.
That's right. And I should have started that with, we're talking about this will not raise property taxes. This is going to keep taxes flat. This is just a continuation of our plan, the same plan that we've been in for the last 2016 and 2019 bond cycles. We're going to touch every student with this. Every school building will be touched. The ag project is the largest piece of it because it's something we haven't had before. You know, we were the only large school in Oklahoma that didn't have an ag program prior to this. We're the only school in the area. All the small schools have this program, have these type of facilities. And so we've been building the program. I know that obviously we've been hiring Marty in terms of coming in, and he mentioned the number of students that are enrolled. I think we have one senior currently. We have strong interest from folks outside the area in terms of coming here. You know, at our board meeting Monday night, we had a parent speak to us, and the first thing she talked about was in support of the ag program and how her daughter had been in, a private school and homeschool, different types of environment, but the whole reason she enrolled at Bartlesville High School was because of the ag program. And so I couldn't be more pleased that our kids are getting the opportunity. So we've been talking about ag now for about 3 years since we started the program, and it's been overwhelmingly positive. I mean, overwhelmingly positive. I had a few comments initially, just folks weren't familiar with ag because we haven't had it before, and once they understood the need of our students, and it's such a, agriculture is obviously such a big part of our region, our kids deserve to have that opportunity. So we've had some questions related to the facility, where the location is as well. We're talking about something south of the high school. All this information is on Bruin Bond www.agriculturalnews.com. There was a couple of comments about just the location about it, which we're working through. We'll have to continue to where that location is going to be. We'll have to build it up to get it out of the floodplain. So it's real similar, like the city has done over at Lowe's. We know how to do that. And so and the proximity of the program, Ag is an eighth grade and above program. So obviously with our high school being there and then right down the street from the Central, it just makes sense for us facility wise. And I know that Mr. Jones and Miss Dale, the other Ag teacher, I'm real excited about getting all of our students, our younger students, where they can come in and access that facility and spend some time with our animals and get them excited about the environment.
That is going to be really, really cool. Now, we've got the resolution comes up for a vote.
Yes, that's right. We're planning on, we had a public meeting. Well, actually, we've had the bond issue has been on our school board agenda, I think, for maybe 4 months in a row, Tom. I know I've been talking about it on the radio. I can't tell you how many times we've talked about it, but it's been, and those are all public meetings. We have on May 17th, what our timeline is, we plan to bring the school board a resolution to call the election. The actual election will be in August. So if anyone wants to learn more about it, it's on bruinbond.com. They're welcome to give feedback through that website. They can submit an email or they can send information directly to me as well. But we're talking about the board considering that in May and then an August election. And once again, this is not raising taxes.
Well, Miss Blair is here, Blair Ellis with the foundation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, you brought snacks. What's going on
here? I did. They're not to share. They're more of a demonstration.
Oh, visual aids. Yeah. I got it. There you go. Hold it up there so everybody can salivate.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. So I'm here to just talk a little bit about a couple of events that the foundation has coming up that we're hosting for the district. We are ready to get outside. And so next Tuesday, which is April the 27th, we are hosting the Teacher of the Year celebration. And so this is the event where our district, of course, announces their district teacher of the year, their rookie of the year, and their rising star of the year. And we have hosted this event in the past, for the past couple years, at the community center in an effort to kind of take some of the planning pressure off of our teachers and also increase community support for our teachers in this event. This year we're transitioning outside to Rigdon Field at Dungis Stadium, and we are really embracing the baseball theme, which I'm sure our superintendent as a Cubs fan is excited about. But we just want to encourage everybody to come out. It's a free event. It's family friendly. We've got some great sponsors, Arvest Bank and Patriot Chevrolet, that are going to be making this event special for our guests and our teachers. We have these old-fashioned stadium snack packs that we're going to be selling courtesy of ConocoPhillips. The proceeds are going to benefit the Public School Foundation. They're going to be $5 a piece. So if anybody wants to purchase these, they should bring some cash to the event. But again, we really just want to encourage people to come out and support our teachers at this event. We're going to have complimentary hot dogs and chips while supplies last. Mm-hmm. We just want the community out there cheering on our teachers.
This kind of all kind of comes together, kind of makes the circle come together. You know, first of all, you know, we're outside. You got the baseball thing with Rookie of the Year, the ties to baseball, but also to Spence Rigdon, for which the field is named after.
That's right.
And it really just comes full circle. This I commend you for all the thoughtfulness going into
Well,
this.
Sure. There's a lot of great energy around it. Everybody's excited, teachers, our community, our sponsors, everybody. But we're not stopping there. We're going to cram it all in while the weather is nice. And the very next week, which is May the 4th, that Tuesday, from 4 to 5:30, we're hosting our Educator Hall of Fame event. Now, this is typically a breakfast. We've hosted this for 10 years in a row. This is the 11th year. And this is an event to honor and appreciate those former Bartlesville Public School teachers for their dedication to their career. So this year we're going to be inducting Marilyn Blackburn, Sandy Bliss, and Betty Turk. So I know a lot of people in the community have had Marilyn Blackburn in particular. People keep telling me stories about her being their kindergarten teacher. So we encourage, again, people to come out. You do need tickets for that event. They're $30 and they're available on our Bartlesville Public School Foundation website, which is bpsfoundation.org, under our events tab. So you can get a ticket for that event, or you can come to Teacher of the Year next Tuesday at 5:30 to 7 p.m., and that's a free event.
That sounds like it's just going to be a lot of fun. Superintendent, again, we got the big things coming up, not only with our Teacher of the Year thing, but also we've got the bond issue, and that's bruinbond.com.
That's right, that's right.
And then, of course, we're waiting on the metrics here to see where we go from here as far as our COVID-19 measures.
Yeah, that's right. It's exciting. I never would have thought just a few weeks ago that we could have this consideration of relaxing protocols during this school year. I was really hopeful that, you know, by the next school year we'd be able to do this, but I'm very pleased that things are going so well, very proud of our community, our teachers, and our staff. our students for working through this. This has been a year like no other, and hopefully this relaxing some of these measures will enable to kids to have even a better experience during this last school year. And so thankful for all their work. And since Blair being here, you know, that's the fact is, we would not have been able to start school in time without us being prepared from the PPE, which our foundation helped make that happen. It's an integral part of our school district. You know, thinking about our ag program as well, I wanted to share a couple of things about that in terms of moving forward, because I know that another comment had came up about a future potential expense. Ag falls within the career tech system, and which is similar to Tri-County Tech is funded. Our project Lead the Way falls under that system for eighth grade and above, which is a separate funding stream from the rest of our district, and that helps us pick up the gap, some of those additional expenses than a traditional teacher. So there is a funding source that's set aside for that. We're not taking away funds from anything else to have this program. So I wanted to make sure and bring that up because someone had brought that up as well. And then also, I think it was just 2 months ago at our board meeting, if you'll remember, Blair came with the foundation and presented a check to our ag program. We had a large private donations of about $45,000 roughly. So just an example of the strong support for the program and the need for the program. So
about a 10-pound check, wasn't it? That's huge.
So wanted to mention that. So yeah, we're really excited about the end of the school year, and we're hopeful things will continue to trend the right direction, and we'll get to have some fun events like we talked about today. But it's really an exciting time to be a Broadsville Bruin.
Indeed. I want to thank you all for being here with us today, and good luck. And how many more weeks left do we have before everybody's yellow chip?
We have four more. Yeah, four more after this week. That's right. After this week, so talking about these protocols, we're talking about 19 days of school left.
All righty. Thank you very much for being with us today on Community Connection.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is